Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Former Democratic Representative Les Guerra announced that he would run for governor in 2022. He says Alaska deserves better than a neglected and shattered economy. He told KSRM,
Alaska is really at a place where people don't see a bright future anymore. We could create 6,000 good-paying jobs tomorrow if the governor didn't dug his head in the sand. One of the results is our construction budget that's always put people to work and built energy projects and maintained roads and done things across the state. Our construction budget is 75% lower than it used to be. That's 6,000 lost jobs. People who'd make money, be able to put food on the table, be able to spend money at local businesses. That's the beginning of the disaster this governor has created by ducking his head in the sand. But, you know, we should have more people with more good-paying jobs, and this governor has built a state that's still in recession where people aren't getting those jobs.
Garris spoke on creating opportunities for jobs.
We need to make sure everybody has a path to be able to get a job, whether it's job training or college or two-year degree or a one-year certificate. The University of Alaska used to train people to be auto mechanics. We don't have a chemistry degree in Anchorage anymore. That university's been decimated. It was the biggest job training institution in the state, so people could get the skills they need so they could support their families. We need to get back there, and the governor has decimated our job training infrastructure and the infrastructure that lets families have their kids sort of move forward to a bright future. We've got a dim future today.
The aim of Guerra's campaign is to create thousands of good-paying jobs with strong leadership. The Associated Press reports that Guerra joins Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy and former Governor Bill Walker, who had previously announced intentions to run. The Soldotna City Council passed an ordinance that approves the fiscal year 2022 capital budget and increases estimated revenues and appropriations by $495,000 in the general fund and $495,000 in the small capital projects fund. Council approved the City of Soldotna five-year capital improvement plan for fiscal years 22 through fiscal year 26. City Manager Stephanie Queen told Council,
this ordinance would appropriate funding for projects that were identified in year one on the five-year capital plan that was recently approved by the council. The purpose of the substitute, which is in front of you tonight, is that we had recently received confirmation back from the state of Alaska DOT on the two grant-funded projects that we'd been working to secure that final grant paperwork with them for, and that is the ATAP project, the paving of the trails at Soldotna Creek Park, and the construction of the new sidewalk over to Homestead Lane, as well as the construction of Readout and Smith Way projects. So we now have those draft grant agreements that are acceptable both to the city and the state, and we know the final dollar amounts. If the council amends the ordinance by substitute, it would include funding for our matching portion of those two projects as well. So it would bring the total capital budget appropriation from the $495,000 that was originally proposed up to $1,011,063 by including our match for those two additional projects.
Capital improvements are established to help maintain or improve an existing city asset or fund new construction purchases. Project costs may include professional services, construction equipment, and other contracted services needed to complete the project. The recommended projects address a broad spectrum of city services, including public parking projects, economic development, and park improvements. A motion to amend by substitute passed the Soldotna City Council, and the ordinance was adopted after final passage.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.